women take real
clothes? The question was asked, can women wear tzitzis? So with tzitzis, we have basically the same thing we discussed earlier, that tzitzis is something that's mitzvah sasesha as man grama. It's a time-defined mitzvah. At nighttime, we don't have to wear tzitzis. So women are potur from the mitzvah of tzitzis. They wouldn't even make a blessing. Over here, the Ramah adds another point. The Ramah, again, he says, if women want to don tzitzis, technically they could, and they could make a blessing. This is the first place where we have Machlokes Shulchan Aruch Ramah. Do women make a blessing on a mitzvah that they're not obligated to do? And it's not clear what the Sfardi custom is. If any of you are Sfardim, Rav Avadia Yosef claims the Sfardi custom was that women did not make a blessing. Other ancient Sfardi poskim claim that the ancient Sfardi minhag is that they do make a blessing. If a woman wants to shake lulav and esrog, does she make a blessing or not? They're not obligated. The Ramah over here brings, if a woman would want to, technically she could make a blessing on it. But, says the Ramah, mechzi ki yuara. It seems like an act of arrogance for a woman to walk around wearing a talis. No one else does. For her to take a talis and make a blessing. And that's why the correct thing is that a woman should not wear talis. That's the Ramah. So now, yes?
How did the Ramah decide which of the mitzvahs that a woman could choose to do, which ones are yuhara, which ones not? Like, we wouldn't tell women. Obviously, we see that a woman walking around, if she was wearing a talis, that he might be arrogant, but she wore what the rest of us are wearing right now, it's sort of, there's no yuhara, or...
The Ramah writes. The Ramah says the distinction is whether it's a chovas gavra or not, meaning the talis. The Ramah over here, you could see the Ramah. The Ramah, the Mishnah Brura, he wants to discern between this and why they make a blessing on.
No, I'm not thinking about the blessing. I'm thinking about what is it you hummer? Why is it that tzitzis approach you, Rabbi?
Because he says you're not obligated. A sukkah and a lulav, everyone's chayav to have a sukkah. Everyone's chayav to have a lulav. So if they're joining in on something that everyone else is chayav in, that's not yuara. But tzitzis, no one has to. You don't have to get a beggar that has arba kanfos.
But women don't have to have sukkahs. If you have, say, just a group of women, they don't have to, before sukkahs, make sure they build themselves.
That's true, but they're part of Klal Yisrael. And if Klal Yisrael is obligated to have a sukkah, and they want
to
join in, okay, so that's called a chovas gavra. We each have an obligation to build a sukkah. That's how the Ramah wants to discern. You could see the Ramah.
I'm basically challenging the Ramah's assertion.
I understand. So, okay.
No, but you know it's the challenge holds up. You know there's no standard for when it's URO and when it's not.
I want to go back to the Aruch HaShulchan. The reason I quote the Aruch HaShulchan on Tefillin is because almost in every instance that you'll find something that women might find demeaning, the Aruch HaShulchan explains it in a nice way. It's more palatable. The Aruch HaShulchan. So when it comes to tzitzis, the Aruch HaShulchan continues and says, in truth, we've never heard any woman wearing a talis. And we wouldn't let them if they started, and certainly not to make a blessing. And you can't compare it to shofar, sukkah, lulav, which are once a year, and for a fleeting moment you do the mitzvah. Tzitzis is a mitzvah all year long, and the Aruch Shulchan adds, the Aruch Shulchan adds, v'lo noel inashim. I'm not sure what he means by that. I could guess. And then he says, any mitzvah that's obligatory on men, so women can join in. Tzitzis that are not obligatory, so then that's what the Ramah means, if there's no obligation to do it. So she's charging in on something that's not even an obligation on us, that's michzi ki yuara. Why? tefillin, we said a different reason. We said because of kufnaki. Technically, tefillin would be no different than shofar or lulav. You're right, in this sense. Tefillin, again. Tefillin was a different reason. Tefillin wasn't you are right. Didn't say tefillin was you are if she puts it on. Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't there a biblical commandment in Parsha Kitetze that speaks about a woman not putting on men's clothing? So,
right.
If tzitzis is now accepted as a man's clothes, then women shouldn't be putting it on.
That's a good point. What?
Yeah. No, not the tzitzio, the garment.
The garment.
But there is an opinion that you should make the tzitzio the same color as the garment.
As the Arab Shulchan says that it's not the done thing, we don't see women walking around with tzitzis, and we've never really heard anything about women walking around with tzitzis. And surely the fact that we have this principle that Minhag of Israel is his Torah, so why wouldn't we say, even on the weight of that, that there's no reason for we have this tradition that women don't wear tzitzis, and that's like of all Klal Yisrael, so it's like...
We speak very hard, it makes a mutter.
I didn't get that. Let's start again.
What about with the...
You're saying that it would be, what, a breach of a minhag?
I'm saying that even if on that level, the Arab Shulchan said that you quoted the Arab Shulchan saying that it wasn't the done thing, and even if it was, we would discourage it. But if it's not the done thing, then you could say it under the weight of the fact that tradition, of Israel has the same strength as halacha.
You're saying, mitzat, that the minhag is that they shouldn't wear it.
It's a positive and a not to wear, just that they happen not to it. There are places where women don't sit in the sukkah in Israel as much as they do in America. Does that make it usher to sit in the sukkah? We haven't built the temple in a long time. Is it usher to build a temple? Where people didn't come there just from the 1600s because no one came here. Does it make it usher?
Who says that it's usher for women to wear tefillah?
No.
We discussed that the Rama brings the... Firstly, you have the Gemara that says women are pater, and then the Rama brings that technically, if they wanted to, they could wear tzitzis and make a blessing, but it's michsi ki yora, and that's why it's not a right thing for them to do.
That, he says it's no, but if it's, it doesn't say it's a...
Okay, no is a no, right? Okay. I'm saying, let's put it this way. Let's make a seder. If I think we have to discern. If you have someone who doesn't know anything about Judaism and they walk off the boat and they go to the Kotel and they happen to land in the wrong crowd and they give them a talis and then they get that talis and then they show up at your door for a Shabbos meal because you invited them, and they show up with a talis. Like you said, it's a nu. You don't have to make a big deal out of it. It's not like she's walking in with an avod zara into your house, right? So she's doing something that's improper. You don't have to say anything technically. Granted. But if a woman comes and says, should I do it? So then the answer is no. The Ramah is very clear. It's not the right thing to do. And again, we would go back to what we discussed about tefillin. If the Ramah says it's not the right thing to do, so then you have to ask the question, then why is the woman doing it? In the name of what? Not
saying it from a cultural...
No, so we said not. We said that the Rama is saying that on things that you don't have to do, and the minig is not to do, and you're going to step up, a woman is going to step up and do something which is not even a chova, where no other women are doing it, so that's a yuara.
If no other women are doing it.
So today, there are no Orthodox women who are doing it, to the best of my knowledge. And if you'll tell me there's 100 who are, that still makes it you are. 100 doesn't count.
Orthodox women won't do it because if they would do such a thing, it would be Orthodox.
Fine. Okay.
But were they just doing it? Were a lot of women to start doing it? Then doing it would be mutar.
But there's a lot of examples of that.
If there were a lot, then you'd have to wait and see, because it could also be that we would say that that's maybe we'd have to judge it as it proceeded. You're right. We'd have to gauge it as it went along. But lechatchila, I'm saying it's you always have to ask yourself, why is a person pushing in this direction? If it's in the sake of piety, there are a million other mitzvot that are pious for a woman to expand in. Usually it's in the name of breaking tradition and saying, I want Judaism to look this way. That's not pious. On the contrary. Saying people come with an agenda of how they want Judaism to look. That's not, you can't call that piety. Let's call a spade a spade. The issue is, people are saying, but this is what I want Judaism to say. Okay, but it isn't Judaism.
But I mean, do we practice Judaism the same way our great-great-grandparents?
Yeah, for sure. 100%. But I don't want to argue with you right now, but yeah.
I've seen pictures of the hotel where there wasn't maybe because they're British, so there can't be a machitza fine, but I would have to disagree with
I'm listening, yeah.